I don't know. Buy this, buy that. Question time.
Yay!
They're just polar bears that someone punched in the eye.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's too big.
It's bigger than life. God, it's blown up everywhere, isn't it?
Hey everyone, thanks. Thank you all for tuning in to another episode of the 3203 Project podcast.
Yeah, that's thanks. Us. This is us. You're listening to us.
Here we are.
If you're here, you've come this far, don't turn back. You've made a mistake, but you've committed to it. 25 minutes of this.
Sit down, get the refreshments ready, because you're in for a treat.
Yeah. Don't listen to the next minute. Go and get a cup of tea.
We're just going to wait. You're not going to miss anything.
Yeah, we're just going to explain what's coming up next, and then you'll listen to it. So why do we do that?
There's no need.
It's time filler, isn't it? It's
really,
we've only got 10 minutes
production
of stuff.
Values. It's important that we explain what's coming up.
Now you're in the kitchen. What's coming up next?
Up next, a discussion on the world's most famous person.
Yep. You'll find out
that's
who that
coming.
Is.
That's coming. Yeah. I'm telling you what it is. No. It's a trail.
I was just about to guess. We can't reveal.
Also, in the next 25 minutes / half an hour, because we haven't worked out how long it'll be yet, a discussion on... What else did we talk about?
The weather.
Yeah, weather.
That's a good cut there. Weather. That's a little bit. You're going to like that. There's a lot of information.
And the third one, which is actually coming up first, is
reverse trailing. I like that. Mm. Nice.
Leading in. It's about China. Someone's going to talk about China.
You want to learn about China? You've come to the right place.
You are actually going to learn something in this one.
Yeah, you're going to learn something. And what you're going to learn is we don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, and then a question from a special guest.
A question from a guest.
Oh no, they're not special. Well, they are nice. they're not here.
They're not here. A question from some special people in a different place.
Yes.
So Dave, you've been to England recently, haven't you?
Yeah.
Do you have any interesting anecdotes?
No. No, I do. Here's one. My nan. So everyone in England says, oh, how's China? And I usually say it's fine, because everyone here's doing all right. But my nan said, hey, David, did you eat any chicken fried lice? That's meant to be chicken fried rice. Yeah. But she was using a humorous Chinese accent. So, and yeah, I just thought stereotypes are kind of weird. The ideas that people have before they go somewhere, or when they've never even been somewhere. Yeah. But they assume they know everything about all the people there.
Yeah. So what's the image of China like in other people's head?
It depends who you talk to. I mean, particularly my grandparents have a very different view of China to, say, my brother.
Hmm.
So my grandparents have the old-fashioned view. They have the Chinese people all wear the big round straw hats that are called dolies. And they all work on the rice paddies, and they all live in these tiny houses.
So what do they think you do here, if that's what China's like?
I think my nan thinks I'm some sort of missionary.
Well, I before coming out here, I definitely thought it was going to be more of that kind of setup, like that missionary setup. You just go into a school out in the farm, coming back with your friends at night and talking about how your day of work was. But it's not. It's completely different. It's real schools.
Mm. And I knew before I came there it was going to be a big city and all that sort of thing.
What stereotypes did you think of Chinese people, though? Or do you think exist of Chinese people?
Cigarette in the mouth.
Just everyone in a baby?
Everyone's got a cigarette. Every Chinese man has a cigarette in his mouth. That's true.
There is a great picture online that people should look at of a Chinese baby with a cigarette in his mouth.
Oh, I think I've seen that
it
before
is a
in
good
the paper.
Picture.
Yeah,
he
smokes, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Oh, I saw one. I don't know if it was China. I think it might have been. This Chinese kid was smoking loads. Was it China? I don't know. And he had a habit, and the parents had to keep feeding him because he had the cigarettes because he had massive strops. From the story I read in the paper, which was The Sun, so it might not have been true. He is smoking that cigarette, isn't he?
This is a story about a 2-year-old boy who smokes 40 cigarettes a day.
That's bad.
I can confirm in my capacity as a doctor that is bad.
Mm.
for anyone, but for a baby it's particularly bad. But he does look quite happy there in that picture.
Yeah,
the thing is, he's quite pleased with himself.
You take that away from him, you can't go cold turkey on that.
It's like taking a cigarette from a baby. Doesn't make sense.
Whatever sort of stereotypes are there?
Martial arts.
Mm. Yeah, that everyone's going to be brilliant at all the martial arts, regardless of where they come from.
Just generic Asian martial arts.
Yeah. Hey, can you guys do karate? That isn't even from China. That's the other thing, them just assuming that all, you're Chinese, can you sing Gangnam Style? That's in Korean. That's a completely different language and an entirely separate culture.
Don't ever go to a Chinese person and assume that they're one of them.
Yeah.
Don't ever assume. Japanese. Yeah. Ooh. They do not like that. China and Japan aren't on...
They're not besties.
...particularly good terms.
They hate each other.
With a passion.
Not in the same way the Welsh hate the English. Very different way.
Oh, it's venomous.
It's more in the way that...
In like a physical, aggressive, we want to do something to you if the others weren't looking, the others being the rest of the world.
What's the story of Japan, isn't it, that a very long time ago, a Chinese person was sent there to set up his another place in China, but he took it as his own island?
I mean, yeah, that's the story in China. I don't actually know the full details of the background, but the story in China is a Chinese explorer was sent by the king of China to go and check out, we've heard there's this island over there, you go over there and take it. And he got there and went, this island is pretty good. There's mountains and lakes and sheep and stuff. And then he just went, I'm going to set up my own kingdom. And the king of China went, oh no, I sent you. Mm. And they fell out.
Well, they've done quite well.
In Japan, yeah, they've done all right.
Yeah.
Other stereotypes, can't pronounce their R's.
Can they pronounce their R's?
No.
No.
I can. I'm not Chinese.
Well, they can.
If you force them to, they can.
It's not like...
You don't have to force them down.
No. But if you get the kids to do it over and over and over again, they get over it. But
you know what I blame for that?
The lack of R's in their normal language?
South Park. What, no, for my stereotype.
You thinking of Kim Jong-lee, or whatever his name is?
Yeah. Kim Jong-il?
Yeah, he's not Chinese.
From Team America. He's Korean.
He's Korean. I'm putting them all in that bucket.
Putting them all in there together. Yeah.
That's wrong. I don't put anyone in buckets. But...
Shouldn't put anyone in buckets, it's bad.
Everyone's poor in China. Everyone's equally as poor as each other.
Mm.
I think that was once true.
Well, I mean, technically, according to the UN, China's still a developing country and still receives development aid from some of the other countries of the world.
Wow.
Even though
it's the second largest economy in the world.
They should stop that, though, shouldn't they? Like, is that just... It's forgotten about. Like, it's just... It's always been happening.
No, well, China says they still need it because there are still parts of China which do need the assistance.
Think about,
and they have such a large economy because they have so many people.
Yeah. China's so big, though, it's hard to think of it in different ways. So it's as big as, like, America, and each province is like a state, but it's bigger. And then each province is so different, it's like Europe, and everyone's got their own language and their own ways and their own culture in each province.
Yeah.
It's like a continent, in a way. You know, it's huge. And so...
The language thing's very...
It's not one country,
prevalent,
isn't it?
Province to province. The culture, increasingly, isn't as obviously... defined and segregated as it is in the West. But I think that's the central government that's done that, has tried
over
to...
Over the years, it's got
more
homogenised.
Yeah, homogenised.
Yeah.
And with Mandarin being the, well, the given, mostly spoken umbrella language.
But that was pushed,
those.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, that's another government point. It is the official language.
Yeah.
Another misconception is that Cantonese is the language of China that everyone speaks.
It's second, and isn't it?
Yeah, people here do speak it. It's from the south. That's because during the 80s and 90s, a lot of people came from the Canton areas, and particularly from Hong Kong to Western countries. So people in Western countries might assume that people in China would speak Cantonese because that's what the Chinese people they've met speak.
And a lot of restaurants in England, a lot of their Cantonese restaurants.
Yeah, they're nearly all Cantonese because they're run by people from Canton.
They come from the Hong Kong sort of area.
Yeah, they come
side
from
of the world.
South there.
Yeah, right, that's interesting.
I mean, particularly in the UK, the link to Hong Kong, before it was handed back to China in 1997, a lot of people from Hong Kong did emigrate to the UK.
Mm.
There's a large Hong Kong He's Hong Kongian population.
Bamboo.
Bamboo stereotype. It's not even real when you get here. It doesn't exist.
It's a plastic thing made up to feed pandas.
And they're not real either. No. They're just polar bears that someone punched in the eye.
They do use bamboo for scaffolding.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, it's clever. And it's strong, so I don't see why.
When I first looked at it, it scared me. But then I saw that man standing on the scaffolding with his safety helmet that doesn't fit, smoking a cigarette, looks drunk, with shoes that are too big, and I thought, this is how you make stuff happen. You build things, and you just build them
you
back.
You get them done.
You get them done. Get stuff done.
Everything's made of bamboo. What? Well, I can see up there in our house, we've got some wine bottles made of bamboo.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've got, you get dustpan and brushes made of bamboo. I saw a man the other day making grasshoppers. From a bamboo leaf.
Grasshopper.
It around into a bamboo grasshopper.
So, that is proven. It's like Mythbusters.
Mm. So some of those things are true, some of those things are not true.
Which ones were true?
I can't remember.
I don't think we did any
true ones.
They merged into stereotype guff. Fiction. Chinese culture is exactly the same as it's always been, and it will never ever change. That's not true.
No. I think one of the big things, which I suppose I didn't think too much about before coming, the impression people have of England is quite orientated around maybe the 19th century.
Yeah.
And those sort of hangovers, and then maybe into the 40s, post-war sort of time with the old tea and lemonade on the field, which is all old now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's the same with China. They're not like that anymore. They don't walk around on the farms and the paddy fields with the hats and stuff. They have cities. Question time!
Yay!
We've got a question here from good friends David Higgs and Esme. I can't pronounce your last name, Esme, I'm afraid.
It's a great name, though. First one, I mean.
Esme. Razak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would like to know what the Chinese folk think of their South Korean neighbour's new hit single, Gangnam Style. Has it gone down well in Changzhou? Because I'm not so keen. Much love.
Much love, Dave. Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
Dave.
Thanks.
And Esme.
Short answer. 3, 2, 1. Yes. Yes.
I didn't know where we were going with that. Yes.
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's too big.
It's bigger than life. First place I saw it. School. Everyone crowding around the computer going, have you seen this new song?
Yeah,
it's great. And
when was that?
That was
September or October. Must have been September.
September, I just arrived, September. Oh, God, that was 3 odd months ago. And, God, it's blown up everywhere, hasn't it? TV in the morning, 7 o'clock, on the bus. There's TVs on the buses. I don't know, blah, 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 buy this, buy that.
Dun, 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 dun.
And it's just absolutely everywhere. Do we like it? Yeah, I liked it at first. The clubs play it as well. The clubs like to play it.
Yeah.
And as much as we might not want to dance to it,
we do know that the unfortunate eventuality and reality of this Gangnam Style is that we all do know the full dance move.
Yeah.
We had to learn.
None of us like it.
Choose to opt in, but had to learn the dance.
We had to do it because I thought we should do it. I thought it was expected of us.
It was your decision.
And that the fact that we didn't know it was a poor reflection on our characters, and we were letting our nations down.
As Westerners, to promote the South Korean.
Yeah, so South I insisted Korea. That we learnt some. We only learnt the chorus dance. We didn't learn, I mean, there's not really a dance to most of the rest of it. And at the Christmas performance that we did with our school, the kids danced to it, and at the end, for the last chorus, some of the teachers came on. And we did it. And we will put that video online shortly because we have a video of it.
And we just danced in front of the kids.
It was great.
Danced in front of the kids and all the parents were watching. It's like 1,000 people there.
And there was about, 100 kids dressed in red behind us doing a simple version of the dance. And we were like, yeah.
We did the very complicated.
It worked for a long time.
Horsey, knee, thrust, elbow, pose.
Rotate, yeah. Knee, thrust, elbow, pose. What's the one before knee?
The horse. Ride
was
the horse.
It horse or was it the horse?
It's ride the horse, ride the horse. Lasso, 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 lasso. Bend and
rotate.
And rotate. Rotate. Dip. Dip.
Flick. Flick, flick, flick. Chest pump.
Elbow prod. Oh, Gangnam Style.
And our official training video will be released as well. Just in case.
Do we have a training video?
Yeah, just watch the school performance.
It's just an audio one.
Just watch it. It's just the song.
The flick and pose. No, your voice.
Oh, okay. It's just me describing the moves. Yeah. I mean, I spoke to Sai about it when he was doing it. I think he needed the flick.
if anyone wants to just try that at home, just on what we say and not watch.
Yeah, and see what you come up with.
Flick and pose.
Oh, I've heard something good about that before. There's once a chap who wrote a description of a hippo.
Yeah.
Back in the 1800s, whenever it was. And took that back to England, and someone then drawed a hippo from the description of a hippo, and it's absolutely hilarious.
That will also be posted.
The long and short of this is that Gangnam Style was popular here, but the same as in the UK, it's not popular anymore.
Everyone is gone.
Bye, see you later.
Did he dance in front of Obama?
He's danced with everyone. He danced with Ban Ki-moon, he danced with Obama. He danced with Jesus. Just danced with everyone. He's a very nice man, apparently.
Just had over 1 billion views now. That's
on YouTube. This is the other thing. Oh, it's had 1 billion views on YouTube. If you added up all the video views of it from all around the world, bearing in mind people in China can't use YouTube.
Yeah.
It must be more than 1 billion. Must be like 1 billion and.
Another, it might be more than the Olympics. Maybe. It might be more successful than the Olympic opening ceremony.
It's more successful than the Olympics, the World Cup final, and that time when someone went to the moon. All of that put together.
And the royal wedding.
The Queen scoring a goal in a World Cup final on the moon while she's getting married. Gangnam Style's better than that. According to views. Not just my view, Nick. Don't look at me like that. It's not just my view. That's scientific, statistical analysis suggests this.
I'm not one to argue with science, Dave.
I've got a fantastic piece of information.
Here it comes.
So, all of the people alive now in the world is roughly the same number of people that are dead.
So, all the people that have ever existed...
Half of them are alive now.
Yes.
That's a fantastic statistic. If everyone in the world knows who you are... Half of the people that have ever lived know who you are.
Yeah.
So that brings into account, if you're famous now, you're probably more famous than Jesus. No, that doesn't work. But it's not... You're not far off.
Yeah.
No, some people don't know who Jesus
is. I think the link we're trying to construct here is Sai and Jesus are very similar. I think that's where
and
we were going.
I remember
with
someone
this.
Before about Michael Jackson and... I lost badly.
Yesterday, I was at the park and... Wait, can you hear that?
What's that?
There's like a... noise in the background.
Is that you, Pete?
That's the heater.
Oh. What kind of heat? Oh, the air conditioning unit we have.
Oh, yeah.
Which we use to heat our massive... large studio, and sometimes it cuts out because it can't handle it.
It's about the size of a fridge, and it goes.
It's cold in China, isn't it?
Incredibly cold at the moment. It's not much colder than England, is it?
Yeah, really? It's only a few degrees colder. Mm. Comparing the
different,
two,
it's a different kind of cold. Yeah, I feel it's the humidity here. It goes right to your bones. Mm. You know what I mean?
And it's the lack of insulation in the houses and everything that keeps it really cold. You can't get to the warm very easily.
That's the north-south divide. In the north of China, they have well-insulated houses and they have proper central heating. And in the south, well, even though we're not in the south, I think this is central China, but we're deemed as being south of the Qinling Mountains and the Huaihe River, around about where Xi'an is. If you look on a map, draw a line across there. We're a little bit south of there. So south of that border... The winters are shorter, and the winters are quite a lot warmer. In the north, you can get winter lasting up to 6 months, and temperatures can drop to 40 below zero. Here, it's around zero. It's not really, really cold. So, I think it's not worth the time and the effort and the energy, certainly, to heat it the same as they do north of that line.
So, was that a Chairman Mao thing to regulate and say you can't have central heating below the border?
I don't think it was. I think it's what maybe when the country was industrializing,
right,
and they were rebuilding things, they thought, well, we definitely need to make an effort to make it warm enough for people to live up here. Whereas here, we can live quite easily in the temperature it is now. We're just obsessed with being comfortable.
So is it like you're not allowed central heating here? Or
no, you are allowed.
It's just if you pay for it.
It's when they build a new building, because you don't normally build your own building, do you? They don't put it in because it costs more.
Mm.
And it's only useful 1 month a year.
But, yeah, it's bitter cold. You have to wander around in your coat all the time. And at school, all the kids have their coats on, don't they?
That's the annoying thing at school. Mm. The kid comes into the class, it's cold. Turn on the AC, make it hot. Oh, now it's hot. Turn off, oh, teacher, I'm hot, I'm sweating, I'm hot. Turn off the AC. No, take your coat off.
Yeah.
It's not rocket science.
They put the coats on right at the beginning, didn't they? Like, as soon as it hit, whenever the winter is, November, whatever, boom, they just had massive coats on and they were sweating.
Yeah, it's, they do it in, like, they do it at a time. They don't do it when the weather changes.
Mm.
When it comes to a certain period of time, then suddenly the coats are on. And then even if it's baking outside, the coats will still be on. Because it's still winter.
They're allowed to take their coats off on the 1st of May and not before.
That's it.
Really?
That's the rule. That's the summer-winter line, 1st of May.
I had a kid in my class the other day who had a towel coming out of the back of his jumper.
Mm.
And I was like, ugh. I was like, to my teaching assistant, he's got a towel out of his jumper. She said, yeah, that's because he sweats a lot.
Mm.
And the towel soaks up the sweat.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's gross.
That's what they do. The kid comes out of class and the grandmother, because usually the grandmother's waiting for the kid, pulls the back of his neck of his sweater or jacket and sticks a towel in there and rubs the kid's back down because he's all sweaty on his back.
Ugh.
And then sends him back off again to carry on sweating.
Oh, that's gross.
Have you ever considered buying long johns here?
No.
Yeah, no, I did consider. No, I did.
They're wrong.
Mm, no, because I feel like I could wear not as many layers, but have my long johns on, maybe a thermal t-shirt, and stay warm.
We're getting out of the worst of it now, though, aren't we?
Yeah, it's a bit late.
Yes. Well, February's cold too.
Yeah. I've been looking at an old friend's pair of long johns that he left here. Been
hanging
out for the last 2 months.
Yeah, what colour are they now? They were red when you bought them. I bet they're red. Brown.
They're... Steve, why did you do that to me? They're a bit holy.
Ugh.
But I was tempted the other week, but thankfully I was strong and I broke through it.
So where we have air conditioning here, the air becomes extremely dry.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible.
Like your lips crack.
It's if you go to sleep, isn't it, with it on in your room.
Yeah, if it's a particularly cold night and you're waking up from the cold, you go, right, I've got to put the heating on. And then you wake up again, dried out like an old prune or something.
Yeah, you wake up and it feels like someone was trying to suffocate you. Yeah, you wake up and go, and your lips are all cracked.
And you splash water on your face.
There's sand everywhere.
And there's a camel licking
there's
your
a camel
face.
Just licking you. Hey, Pete and Nick.
Hi.
I want to share something with you.
Oh, go on then.
Go on then.
What did one doctor say to the other doctor?
Don't know.
We're both doctors. Do you like that?
This is good.
It's better with lawyers. It works better with lawyers. Yeah. That's the original. Copyright Bob Mortimer.
Hey, Pete.
Oh, Dave, and
what's up?
Dave,
what you got?
Pete, listen.
Yeah.
Listen a minute. What wobbles and flies?
Oh, yeah, good, this right. is, yeah, yeah I don't yeah. know, Nick, but what was the place?
Jellycopter.
A jellycopter, right. Yeah, that's good. Pete.
Is a classic for you. Wait.
Here we go, here right. we go.
Why did the baker have brown hands?
I don't know.
Because he needed a poo.
That's a good one. Do you know, my cousin's daughter told me a joke at Christmas, and it went like this, knock, knock.
Who's there?
A rabbit running along the street talking.
A rabbit running along the street talking? Who?
You just said it. And that was a joke. I don't know.
She kept
telling me knock knock jokes, and the punchline was always, you just said it.
I think someone explained to her how the joke works.
I've got a knock knock joke, right, you start.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
You got a good one. That's a good one.
Just blew my mind.
Oh, right, yeah. So, did you enjoy the podcast? Hope so.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a podcast. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
That's nearly the end of the podcast now, this bit. That's why we just did those rubbish jokes. To introduce you to the end.
I hope you feel full.
I hope you feel full of knowledge and joy. Maybe you had dinner too, so you're just full. Next week. What's on next week? Or in 2 weeks.
Special guest.
Special guest.
As you might have noticed, one special guest, not a special guest. One special guest, not a special not guest. Special. One special guest, not a special guest.
We did that on purpose, didn't we?
We
discussed
planned
that.
Up next, special guest is... The next special guest is... Pete the Heat.
The Heat.
Not this Pete.
Oh, no, it's not me.
Different Pete. I'm not... We're not doing that.
Oh, the special guest is one of the people that's always on it.
That's cheap. He's a regular special guest coming in.
He's special still.
Well, there will be two Petes.
We'll just call him...
The Heat.
Butterface, because that's his DJ name, because he's a DJ. And he's done some DJing in China, and he's also done it in his home nation of South Africa. And we're going to discuss with him performing in a foreign land. Yeah. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff.
Yeah, I think he's got a lot to say about that.
I hope he has, because he's got half an hour to fill.
So yeah, it's going to be Pete the Heat, so we're all very excited about that.
He's nervous.
Is he?
Yeah. But he's going to be good. He's very
They're always nice nervous. Man. We're always nervous when we start.
He's got a good accent too, so it doesn't matter what he's saying. Yeah, it's interesting to listen to him.
Anything. Contrasts against our accents so much.
Yeah.
And Denise picking up, he can spit some Afrikaans.
Oh yeah, he speaks Afrikaans too.
So thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, bye.
See ya, bye.
Bye.